Good morning. Happy
now,
Pride.
First of all, how dare they give you Elder of the Year? You are still but a spring chicken.
Oh, look, thank you very much, I guess, but yeah, you just take what you can get these days.
Now,
certainly when I look in the mirror, I go, yeah, okay, Elder's fine. All right.
First of all, I said, so what was the award like? You didn't actually go to Throb last night.
No.
Because why? Because it was too early, too late at night, and you're an elder now, and you're a bit
yeah, something like that. No, I was banned from Throb in 2004.
What does it take to get banned from Throb? You know,
well,
what?
Look, I won't get into details, but I did ask a favour of one of the owners to allow somebody who was banned in, and they took umbrage.
Yeah,
so
right.
I haven't been back since.
Okay, so you couldn't go to your own awards?
No. They said, no, come anyway. I said, no.
That's so funny. That really is funny, Dave. We've been speculating about what it took and sharing stories about all the odd things that have gone on in that place. So it must be a step up from
I've
that.
Seen a thing or two, yes, yes.
Now, take us back. How long have you been in Darwin for?
About 25 years.
What brought you here in the first place?
Came up to visit some friends that were friends since I was a teenager, and they'd moved to Darwin, so I came up for a week or two in the dry season to say hi. My drive from the airport to Leanya, I thought I was having a coronary. I just loved the place. From that spot, I was so excited and elated about this place because I come from the Caribbean. I've spent a lot of time in Southeast Asia touring and I'm a keen foodie. So, and I arrived, and what nailed it for me was the Sunday morning Rapid Creek markets, going there and feeling like I was in a market in Bali or Bangkok. And all of the fresh fruit and vegetables are grown here. It made it very easy for me to gather ingredients so that I can cook the food that I like at home, and it's mainly Indonesian and Thai.
Yeah.
So I went, I've got to be here. I'm sick and tired of frozen or dried this and that and the other, or bought in I was getting in Perth. And so I'm here. Mm. I went back to Perth, sold business, house, lock, stock and barrel,
wow.
And within a few months moved up and bought a house, rent the idea to renovate it and flip it and get an elevated. Well, I'm still in that same house.
Still renovating it, or is it just
yeah,
the way you
just
like
about,
it?
Yeah, just about there now. Yeah. It's taken a while. Yep.
So in 25 years of being in the Northern Territory, you must have seen a lot change for the gay scene.
Yes, a lot. Firstly, yes, we do have a thriving club that is a safe space. Back in the day, there were clubs from time to time. They were open maybe on a Saturday night. The one that I remember most fondly is what is now the Bottle Shop at the Kavanagh, which was the Don Hotel back then. And this was sort of this space underneath a set of stairs. And it was first called Pandora's Box and then later Juicy's. There was a bar there, and we would make our own fun. We would create our own shows, we'd create our own music, and the pub took the bar. That didn't work out. The Don needed that space for something else. We went out to the Esplanade, which is, I think, is now the Palms Motel in their breakfast area. That was Juicy's, and it was like a Western Corral sort of themed building. So we created our own space. That imploded. In the meantime, where now the Evolution stands, we had the train or the Mississippi Queen run by the famous John Spellman. And so that was open till 2. You can eat, if you rang ahead, you could get a meal at 10 o'clock at night if you were working shift work. And Spellman was great. Spellman, it was a very casual, wonderful place. I'm not a bar person, but it was the first time in my life I felt safe and secure to be able to walk into a bar alone. But you did have to dress accordingly. You had to wear sleeved shirts, and no thongs were allowed. And Spellman's very famous for his now coined thongage. So he would always have the sloppiest or oldest, nastiest pair of shoes and a ranky, stanky old Hawaiian shirt that if you needed to, you'd have to dress properly. Mind you, there were certain rules with Spellman because he could tell you that barefoot in a sarong. and a tattered old vest himself, but you had to dress properly.
But you don't argue otherwise.
You don't argue. No, I've seen people that took a glass of water from the tap in the garden, so he connected the hose and he hosed them out onto Gardiner Street.
There's stuff that you don't really do in this day and age, is
no,
it?
No, look, it wasn't as PC back then. But yeah. Also, in saying it wasn't so PC, the AIDS Council was operating, and this was a period where we're just coming out of the period where massive deaths were occurring and we just started to see the advent of HIV drugs that were starting to work. And so we had an issue because a lot of gay men in particular were coming to Darwin to die, getting onto this medication, realizing that they might live a lot longer. But they'd already spent all their superannuation. So immediately we've got these very functioning people that have worked all their life, that have accumulated money, that have sold everything because they're going to die, on the bones of their fannies, and really in dire need of assistance. So, I got involved with the AIDS Council back then, but also I've always been involved with young people, with youth, and what was happening back then, and probably to a lesser degree now, is young kids coming out were finding it very difficult. They were so my home became an unofficial safe house, shall we say, for young people that needed somewhere. Often it might just be an overnight. I've had them at 2 o'clock in the morning banging on the door saying help, and they're bloodied because the brother's beaten them up because they've come out at home or whatever, or not being accepted, etc. So there was always space on the floor. There was always a mattress and a hot dog or a hamburger available. And so home became this kind of center where there wasn't a center. So stuff like we were going to do a pride years ago, and we needed to make a flag, but we didn't want any old flag. The flag we needed was to go at Mindle Beach in that backdrop where the bandstand is, and that's 12 meters by 3 meters. And so a whole group of us every Wednesday night over a couple of months would come and cut and sew. And we had three sewing machines, some cutters, and we just we whipped up about 40 flags, with the largest one being 12 meters long by 3 meters high. That was a whole lot of fun.
Does this flag still exist?
There's pictures of it. I don't know where it's gone. It was a backdrop at Throb for some time, and it's been around. I know it's been over the TV Islands with the sister girls. It's been on retreats with young gay people, so it's been everywhere. Yeah,
you're a very worthy recipient, and even though I would argue that you're not in fact an elder because you're still so young, you have been here supporting people for such a long time. So a very worthy recipient of Elder of the Year in the 2019 Darwin Pride Awards. Even if you had been banned from the venue that was giving the awards, and you will never darken their doorstep again.
That's right. Yes. Hold on to your principles.